Well, hello there, and welcome once again to egsconsulting.net, the podcast. I am, as I always am, Daniel Davis, and today we're going to speak about hypnotherapy and phobias. Now, everyone has fears. Everyone has something that makes their flesh crawl, you know, or their heart skip a beat and their skin go goosebumply. You know, some people are afraid to fly. More appropriately, they're probably afraid of falling, while others fear spiders, moths, or dogs. Personally, I have a rather unhealthy reaction to scrambled eggs. In fact, I feel a bit sick actually just talking about them, to be honest with you. I also don't like quavers very much, and zombies. However, when a fear starts to control you, when it begins to cause difficulty in your life, then that's when it can start to be classed as a phobia. Now, it is true that all phobias are fear-based, but it is also true that fear itself is a normal, healthy emotion when it is in relation to some real and apparent danger, like zombies, for example. An actual good example of this is spiders, because, you know, this is a very common phobia, a very common fear. And especially in England, a country that's rather devoid of any real predatory arachnids, a fear of spiders is generally disproportionate to the actual threat that's being given. This is true mainly because there is no threat. As I've said, in England, we don't really have an abundance of poisonous insects on any level, let alone the spiders that we are afraid of. Now, fear of spiders, like any fear, can be caused by many things. It could be that it was an encounter with a spider as a small child that has never been fully resolved, or perhaps a passed-down phobia caused by parents who had the same fear. A good example of this is my stepdad actually has quite a bad fear of wasps and bees and things, and not something that I'd ever had a problem with, but up around the age of sort of 12, 13, I became quite fearful of them. Now my entire family, my brothers and sisters, all react the same way. They run away screaming in lunacy, and this is something, once again, I've been able to use hypnotherapy for, meditation, a number of things to help myself stay calm in the moment and realise it's, you know, a buzzy insect at the end of the day. Alternatively, with the spiders, maybe we'll blame little Miss Muffet, you know, sitting on her tuffet. Either way, a fear, which is based solely on an emotional response to an unthreatening stimulus or thought, can be dealt with, and in many cases, quickly and permanently, like myself with the wasps. Hypnotherapy is now fully recognised as one of the leading courses of treatment for phobias of all kinds, I mean, due to its nature. Hypnotherapy can help you to remove the emotional response and to bring an updated understanding into your conscious behaviour. I mean, the majority of people who have phobias, such as mine with scrambled eggs, and that is a real phobia, I can't lie to you, and I'll tell you how this came about. I suppose I must have been around 7-8 years old, and The family living next to me at that time were one of the first families that I ever knew that actually got a microwave oven. They had one of the first microwaves. And I distinctly remember my friend at the time, who was about a year older than me, and he was making scrambled eggs, and he was using this very early model of a microwave. And oh, well, all I can tell you is that once he had finished, and once it had blown up into this yellow mass of fleshy egg gross stuff in a bowl, he added tomato ketchup and continued to do it, and it just looked like a rubbery brain with but anyway, I mean, the point of the matter is that is probably something that could be classed as a phobia, because it is something that's really affecting me on an emotional level, even though it's something almost ridiculous as scrambled eggs. But the point of the matter is the scrambled eggs itself is not relevant. The scrambled eggs itself is not something I should fear or have a phobia about. But it's something that I have managed to create a link to in my mind through experiences. I've then reinforced that every time that I've had a negative feeling around said scrambled eggs, until it's got to a point where it's actually disproportionate, completely disproportionate to the reality. Now, I'm not going to lie, it doesn't bother me. I've got no desire to eat scrambled eggs. I don't think my life would change in any real shape or form if I did eat scrambled eggs. I'm sure there's some scrambled egg fans out there who might want to write to me and tell me differently, but for now, I'm quite fine living without it. And if I was ever walking down a dark alley and someone jumped out with scrambled egg, yes, I'd be in trouble, but ultimately, I think that is probably unlikely to happen. So one of the ways that you can measure a phobia is whether it actually affects your life and whether it's actually having a direct effect on your life. As I say, fear in itself is a natural, healthy emotion. It's good to feel fear. It's good to feel fear when you're in danger. It's good to feel fear when you need to get moved in some sort of way. And so as a result of that, it's perhaps easier to understand that when we start looking at phobias and fears and anxieties and things like this, what we're actually dealing with here is a fear of fear, or a fear of the reaction. So taking the example of a spider, the spider itself, especially in this country, we all understand is actually harmless. They're small, they can be dealt with very easily. But what actually happens is you start to fear the reaction to the spider. So in effect, a phobia becomes a fear of a fear. And that's why in hypnotherapy, it's very easy for this to be dealt with. So by using hypnotherapy, you can help to remove that emotional response, as we said earlier, and bring an updated understanding into your conscious behavior. There are many methods and tools that can be used while you are in hypnosis, either using suggestion, alterations in understanding, or even age regression. Depending on your own personality and understandings, hypnotherapy is a fantastic avenue for you to explore in this way. Now, I've actually created a list of phobias, which I won't read through to you now, because there is a phobia for literally everything that there is, from numbers to lightning to amphibians to books to gravity. Yes, a fear of gravity. Barophobia, I believe that one's called. Fear of gravity. So please feel free to visit the website, egsconsulting.net. If you just go to the blog page, I believe, if you look under hypnotherapy and phobias, you'll see a written breakdown of this podcast, but also you'll see at the end of there a bit of fun, an extended list of the different phobias that we have. While you're looking at that, it's probably best to bear in mind, of course, that what we have is a fear of fear. And this list, in effect, goes to show that there can be an emotional, negative emotional response to just about anything. How we deal with it is entirely up to us. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you once again for taking the time to speak with me today. I hope that you've learned something, and if you do have a phobia, I would love to work with you. Please feel free to contact me at egscentral@gmail.com, or alternatively, visit the website egsconsulting.net to gather some more information and contact me. If you may be on the other side of the planet, as is often the case, please feel free once again though to visit the site. Please get run over there and give me your email and your name, and I'll put you on the mailing list for our weekly newsletter, which includes positive quotes and just some links and things to help you get through the week in a more cheerful, happy way. Things that may be of interest. And if you're not around and you're looking for, so make sure you look for a reputable teacher or hypnotherapist to help you with your issues, with someone that maybe is a bit closer to you than I. So we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll speak again soon. Goodbye.